Good morning to each and every listener. I'm so happy to be coming your way once again with a short gospel message. I'm thinking about the last parting. Now, this may be from a father or a mother or a brother or a sister or some friend or loved one. There's something about the last time we see someone that we tend to remember that. And things stay with us. The last time we saw that particular person, so often this is the case. And I remember in the scriptures how that Jesus, after he was crucified and risen again, do you remember how the last time the disciples saw him and what was the occasion? Listen, Acts beginning with verse 6, Acts 1, verse 6. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Now, that's the last time they saw him, with an exception or two. For instance, maybe we'll discuss a little later about Stephen, or maybe Saul. But those words that he spoke to them were the words that they remembered. And we're to respect and to remember the things that he said to us and to carry out and fulfill the purpose which he left us here to do. I'm thinking of a number of others in the scriptures, and the thing that we associate with the last time they were seen or heard or spoke, if it's a loved one, as I say, like our father or our mother, we tend to remember them, a brother or a sister. Listen, in regard to you remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, don't you? Well, let's discuss for just a moment Jacob. Now, Jacob was known as Israel. And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers, in the days of their pilgrimage. Genesis 47:9. This is what Jacob explained to Pharaoh. You may remember how that he was there in the land of Egypt when Joseph had brought him back. And he explained to Pharaoh, said, I've just lived a short while, haven't really attained the years that my fathers did. And here he was talking about 130 years. And friends, you know, that's even a short time, isn't it? Listen again. And Israel, some of his instructions here, Genesis 48:21, And Israel said unto Joseph, Behold, I die, but God shall be with you and bring you again unto the land of your fathers. And then in chapter 49 and verse 1, And Jacob called unto his sons and said, Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. And then in verse 10, The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Now Jacob was giving his instructions and his predictions concerning the sons and the tribes, and he spoke this in regard to Judah, that the scepter shall not depart from Judah until Shiloh come. Now this is the prophecy concerning Christ. It's just like a scarlet thread running all through the scripture, the coming of Christ and what he would do and how he would save his people. And now, in regard, skipping right on down, we'll have to hasten. I have quite a few scriptures I want to give you, and so let me hasten right on. In regard to Moses, you remember how God blessed him and led the children of Israel, and how God blessed and delivered and helped. In Deuteronomy 31 and verse 1, And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord has said unto me, Thou shalt not go over this Jordan. Then verse 7, And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Wasn't that a comforting, encouraging reminder to Joshua as Moses was leaving him? And then we might take a little look at Joshua here. Joshua 23:1. And it came to pass a long time after that the Lord had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in age. And Joshua called for all Israel, and for their elders, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and said unto them, I am old and stricken in age. Skipping a few verses here now, Joshua 23, skipping down to verse 8, But cleave unto the Lord your God, as ye have done unto this day. For the Lord hath driven out from before you great nations and strong. But as for you, no man hath been able to stand before you unto this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000, for the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you, as he hath promised you. Take good heed, therefore, unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God. Oh, what wonderful instruction Joshua was giving the people just before he left. Skipping on down now to verse 14. And behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth. Here were some of his last words. And ye know in all your heart and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you. And not one thing hath failed thereof. What wonderful reminders of what God had done for them. Now, you remember how God established David on the throne and how God blessed him? All right, we come down to the close of David's life. 1 Kings 2 and beginning with verse 1. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and shew thyself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. Here was the words of David just before he left to his son Solomon. And then coming on down to the New Testament time, Jesus, you know what some of the last words were which he said? He was on the cross, there being crucified, and the prophecies being fulfilled. The scarlet thread, as I say, just running right through the Bible from beginning to ending. John 19, beginning with verse 29, that now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished, and he bowed his head, and gave up the ghost. Oh, friends, those three words, it is finished. How marvelous, how wonderful, of what is he speaking? The plan of salvation was finished from first to last. How he should die and shed his blood for our sins, yours and mine. I'm glad that it was not in vain for me, but I accept that. I'm glad he said it's finished. I'm glad it's complete, it's full in him. And we can receive of his atonement. We have received of his atonement, and we enjoy that blessing today. Skipping on down, we find Stephen, the first Christian martyr who believed and preached to the people. And some of his last words are found in Acts 7, beginning with verse 58. And cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Oh, how wonderful, how marvelous. Now, it was right during this occasion that he, well, in fact, let's look at it. Going back just a little to verse 55 and 56. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And he said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Well, I'm glad that his last words were comforting words and strengthening words to the disciples who remained. Now, going down to the work of the Apostle Paul, Acts 20 and verse 32 beginning, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold, and to them that were with me. I have shewed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. And they all wept sore, and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him unto the ship. I think they must have long remembered the last time they saw him. And now, from Paul the aged apostle, listen to his admonition, beginning with 2 Timothy verse 4. Chapter 4 and verse 6, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Our Father, we thank you that there are those that we read about in the Scriptures, and we love to know what they did and what they said. And as we meditate on some of these last words that different ones said, especially our Savior, help us to be appreciative of their blessings and walk worthy before you in a way pleasing in your sight. Bless each listener of the broadcast this day in the way which they need most, and we'll surely give you the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Oh, friends, the time gets away so quickly. How we do appreciate those who help us keep the message on the air from week to week. And may God's blessings be with each of you in a very special way. May you not forget what God has done for you. May it long be with you. There are so many more things which could be said, but our time is running short. And so for this time, I'll say, as usual, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always. And a very cheerful goodbye.